USA Radio News.
President Trump and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will meet Thursday at the White House. Among the things probably to be discussed will be the reports that came out last week that Rosenstein discussed wearing a wire to record President Trump. Former Department of Justice official James Trustee on if the president should fire Rosenstein.
The president would be wise to let him continue or leave at his own pace, whenever that may be.
Today, Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh told the Senate Judiciary Committee in a letter that he will not be intimidated into withdrawing, calling the allegations against him a smear campaign. House Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate.
Senate Democrats and their allies are trying to destroy a man's personal and professional life on the basis of decades-old allegations that are unsubstantiated and uncorroborated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May will be among the more than 130 world leaders expected for the meetings at the UN General Assembly this week. May sat down with CBS this morning and was asked about the United States and UK's relationship.
The point of the special relationship between the United Kingdom and the United States, in a sense, is that we can have those frank and open discussions.
President Trump's looking towards a second summit with North Korea's leader, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
President Trump saying while in New York City Monday,
relationships are very good with North Korea.
The president also saying a second meeting with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, could be coming soon.
As you know, Kim Jong-un wrote a letter, a beautiful letter, asking for a second meeting, and we will be doing that.
Trump's first summit with Kim was in Singapore last June. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And late Monday afternoon, the president did reiterate his comments on that second summit being held with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein is calling on the Senate to hit pause on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination in the wake of the new allegation of sexual misconduct. Congressman Steve Scalise joined Fox Business, though, and said this is all just a delay tactic.
Well, their tactic's been delay and resist from the very beginning, and you know that they don't want anybody that Donald Trump brings forward to be on the Supreme Court. So it's not about Judge Kavanaugh in the broader sense. It's about stopping Donald Trump from being able to put anybody on the Supreme Court. But he was elected, and part of the reason Donald Trump was elected is because he promised that he would put constitutionalists on the Supreme Court, not liberal activists.
Japan successfully lands two rovers on the surface of an asteroid, in the first asteroid landing of its kind. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The rovers will return to Earth in 2020 after studying the composition of the rock and gathering samples. Retired NASA astronaut Leroy Chow told CNN it's an exciting achievement.
They've gone down to the surface, which is pretty incredible because this Ryukyu, the asteroid itself, is only about 1 kilometer in diameter, and the gravity level on this asteroid is about 1/80,000th that of the Earth.
Beneath their desolate surfaces, asteroids are believed to contain a rich treasure trove of information about the formation of the solar system billions of years ago. A third rover called Mascot will be launched in early October. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.